We're all aware of the war going on in Eretz Yisrael and how this is reverberating across the globe, and many, many goyim across the globe are very civilized, they're becoming very wild, and it's becoming more and more worrying, the situation. So today I want to speak, what should we be focusing on? How should we be concentrating in our Avodas Hashem in this time, and what is required of us? The last pusik in last week's Parsha, in Parshas Toldos, writes the Torah about the shidduch of Esav and the daughter of Yishmael. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, vayikach es machlas bas Yishmael ben Avruam. Esav went and he married Machlas, who she was the daughter of Avruam, al achos Nevoyos, and Machlas was the sister of Nevoyos, Al-Nushav, Loile Isha. And Rashi tells us, why does the Torah have to tell us that Machlas was the sister of Nevoyos? It comes to tell us that Yishmael was then Nifta, and the older brother Nevoyos was the one who married her off. And Rashi, a very long Rashi there, Rashi says, from here we learn out a cheshbon, that Yishmael was Nifta, and he was 137. From this we know how old Yitzchak Avinu was, who was 14 years younger. And from this we make the cheshbon how old Yaakov Avinu was. And finishes off Rashi, and Rashi tells us, V'lomadni mikan shenitman bebeis eva yidalad shuna. From this pusik is where we learn out that Yaakov Avinu went to learn in yeshiva shem v'eva, shem had been nifta ready, went to learn in yeshiva of eva for 14 years. I saw a kasha, which a number of gedolim asked this question, Rabbi Chaskel Kazmira, the Belzerov, the Osher of a Rebbe, the Shem Mishmiel, and they all say the same teretz. Amasa Pela, Yaakov Avinu goes to learn for 14 years in Yeshivas Shem Ve'eva. This is not written anywhere in the Torah, but the Torah wants us to know that this happened. So the Torah writes an extra two words to tell us that Machlas was the sister of Yishmael. Achos Nevoyos, in order that from here we should learn out that Yaakov Avinu was nitman b'yeshiva shem v'eva yidalad shunim. Why dafkin this pusik? Here, this is the place where the Torah wanted us to know that Yaakov Avinu went yeshiva shem v'eva for 14 years. Torah couldn't write it anywhere else. Mama Shapela. So, Zukra Bechaskel Kazmira as follows. You want to know why did Esav Arusha wanted to marry Machlas Bas Yishmael? Because he knew that Yaakov Avinu had schis ovois. Yaakov Avinu was a son of Yitzchok Avinu, an uncle of Avrum Avinu, but so was Esav. He was a zel b'yachson as ovi Yaakov Avinu. So Esav decided he's going to marry somebody who's also an uncle of Avrum Avinu, Ishtoi kegifoi, that way he will have more koyach, be twice an einikel, as opposed to Yaakov, who's only once an einikel. And this is medik in the pusik, because the pusik tells us that Esav married v'yikach es mochlas bas Yishmael ben Avruam. Why did Torah have to mention that Yishmael is a son of Avruam? V'yikach es mochlas bas Yishmael, enough. No, the Torah is telling us, you know why he married mochlas bas Yishmael? Because Ben Avruam, he wanted to have this chis of Avruam Avinu. So therefore, Zukra B'cheskel Kazmira, when Yaakov Avinu saw that Esav is ganging up together with Yishmael, they're coming together, so then that's why he went to learn in Yeshiva Shem V'eva. And Yaakov Avinu, Masas Ovoi Simnim Labunim, wanted to teach Klal Yisroel, that when we are faced with Esav and Yishmael, the Eitzah is that we need to go and learn Torah. And the Divrei Yisrael, the Mochitzer Rebbe, the Einikol Reb Chezkel Kuzmir, quotes this vot. He adds on that this is a medrash in Parshas Devorim. Shteitim Parshas Devorim as follows. V'yoyim Hashem Eilai Leimoy, says Moshe Rabbeini to Klal Yisrael, Boishim has told me, Rav Lechem Soivis Aho Hazeh Peni Lechem Tzafoina. Go Tzafoina. You're going to be passing by the gvil of Bnei Esav. Hayoshim b'seyir. Says the Medrash on this pusik, Peni lachem tzafoina, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bashulaim, Omri lo Yisrael, Klal Yisrael said to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Rabbeinu Shloilam, Oviv mevarchoi al charbecho tichya, Yitzchok Avini gave Esav a bruch al chabecho tichya, va'ata maskim imoy. And you were maskim with this brucha, that you allowed Yitzchok to give this brucha. Va'oy meluni. And now, Rabbi Nishlam, you advise us, hatspini atzmechem mipunov. We should just hide. We should conceal ourselves. Leheicha nivrach, where are we supposed to hide? The goyim are all over. Even here in Manchester, they're making big demonstrations. Omalehem, imreisem shemizdavik lachem. If you see that Esav is chepping you, borchi latoira, run to the toira, ve'ein safina ela toira. When it says the word safina, you should hide yourself. This means in the toira. We can hide ourselves in the toira. Shenem apusik in Mishli Perik Beis, yitzboin le yeshurim toishia. The Rabbi Nishloilim will help those who hide themselves, Toshia, and the Rabbi Nishloilim will save them if they hide in the Torah. So this is the vot which Rabbi Cheskel Kizmira writes. The Belzer of Rabbi Shiela Belzer says the same identical vot, but he adds on a very important Rashi. He quotes a Rashi in Sefer Zechariah in Perek Hei, Pusik Yid Aleph. Rashi writes the following words, Ra'isi b'medrash Tehillim. I saw in Medrash Tehillim Shadalad Malchis Haluli Sheshibdi Bisul Kefilois Hoy. We know Claudius was going to suffer in four different Golios. Writes Rashi, these four Golios are going to be Kefilois. They're going to be doubled. What does it mean doubled? Says Rashi, B'shem the Medrash, Bovel v'Kastin. The first one is Gulis Bovel with Kastin together. The second one, Mudai Iperos. The third one, Antiochus Imoikdom. The fourth one, Edoim the Yishmuel. So Rashi writes very clearly here, B'shem the Medrash, that this Dalet Gulios, Sheshibdi Yisruel, Kefilois Hoyi, they are double Gulis. We're not only going to have to face Esav, we're going to have to face Yishmuel at the same time. It's going to be a gulis which is kufel, it's doubled. Zuk de Belzeruf, that's why Esav went to marry Mochlas Bas Yishmuel. Because Esav also knew this sod, that in order to be Meshabed Klal Yisrael, he can't do it by himself. He needs to team up, he needs to gang up together with Yishmuel. So Esav goes and he marries Mochlas Bas Yishmuel. Says the Belzeruf, in Medrash Rab on this Pusik, Vayikach Esav is Mochlas Bas Yishmuel, writes the Medrash as follows, Rab Yidim B'Shem Rab Aivai Oma, Bepeshes Sefosayim Moikish Ro, Mimered Shemordi Esav V'Yishmuel B'Kudish Borchi V'Hich Isi Oisoi. That he was a merida, he was a rebellion against the Rabbein Shloilem. Esav marries Yishmuel is rebellion against the Rabbein Shloilem? Yes, because the Kavuna, why did Esav want to marry Mochlas Bas Yishmuel? Was in order to afflict Klal Yisrael. So this was a rebellion against Klal Yisrael. And Be'emes is, they don't quote it, but Be'emes is Kimata Beferisha Gemura in Boba Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis, Omid Beis, says the Gemura, Loi Bechinam Hulach Zarze Eitzel Oirev. The Gemura says, we don't know, is the Zarze The article translates it as a starling. That's a type of bird similar to a swan. Is this bird a kosher bird or a treifa bird? Because it exhibits simune kashus. And the Chachomim held that a zazir, a starling, is a kosher bird. Says Rabbi Lezer, it's a pusul bird. Because loy bechinam hulach zazir eitzel oirev. It's nish bechinam that this bird hangs out with the oirev, with the raven, which we know is a treifa bird. So since he hangs out with the raven, he's treif like him. Says the Gemara there, this refers to the shidduch of Esav with Yishmael. When Esav went to marry Bas Yishmael, this is a siman that Yishmael, who's happy to take Esav as his son-in-law, is no better than him. Loi bechinam hulach zaze eitzel oirev. So therefore, zuk de Belzeruf, when Yaakov Avini sees this shidduch happening of Esav and Yishmael, they're coming together. This is the toikav hagulis. This is the kevedis hagulis, when we have to face Esav with Yishmael together. So then, hulach Yaakov v'nitman b'yeshivas beis eva yidalad shunim. It's not just pink happens to be, we learn it out from here. But what is written here is a message that when we see the kevedis hagulis, our avoida, what we need to do is, we need to be nitman b'yeshiva. We need to hide ourselves in the Torah. And then we'll be safe from Esav and Yishmael. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Masecht Sanhedrin, and of Tzadik Ches on the base. Surely Talmidov is Rebbe Lezer, Maya Se'udam v'yenutzel mechevloi shel Moshiach. Answered back Rebbe Lezer, Yasoik b'Torah eve gemilis chasudim. So when one sees the chevloi shel Moshiach, we need to immerse ourselves in Torah. So this is why Yaakov Avini Dafka then went to learn Torah in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva. The Yalkut Rivaini in Parshas Kiseitse on the Pusik of Lo Sachresh B'Shoy V'Chamoy Yachdov quotes something very interesting in the name of a Sefer Emek HaMelech. This is a Kabbalah Sefer which quotes this from the Tekine Zoya, that Yishmuel is compared to a Chamoy, like we know Rashi tells us at the end of Parshas Vayera. Avraham Avinu said to Yishmuel, Shvi lechem poyim ha-chamoy, am hadoy melechamoy. Esav is compared to a shoya. This is a pusik in Sefer Yeshaya in Perik Lamed Beis. Zug the Yalkut Reveini, lechein Esav nusa bas Yishmuel, v'nizdavik shoya v'chamoy. When Esav married bas Yishmuel, you had here the shoya and the chamoy coming together. V'zeh sod sheziva kodesh borchi lo yisach roish b'shoy v'chamoy yachtov. You're not allowed to put the shoy and the chamoy together. The Sefer Nachlas David from the Dovel Tevel from Minsk, one of the great gedolim in Litter, he writes in his drushes in Drusha Hay as follows: Amitas tam lo yisach roish b'shoy v'chamoy yachtov. You want to know, in Santa Lucian, the amitas tam. What did the Torah mean when the Torah said you can't plow with a shoy and a chamoy together? Shaloi lachaba shtei eile haklipas. Not to put together Esav and Yishmuel v'yachrivi esu oilam. Because if they come together, they will destroy the world. Now, zuk de Nachlas David, in the Zelbe Vort state, in the Sefer Ben Moishef, in the Osher of a Rebbe. This is why, in Parshas Vayishlach, when Esav comes marching towards Yaakov Avini, Yaakov sends him a message, and he says to him, Vayahili shoy v'chamoy. Esav is going to be impressed, he's going to care. Vayahili shoy v'chamoy. State him Medrash, Shoya ze Mashiach ben Yosef, Shenema b'choy shoyroi hudeloi. Chamoy ze Mashiach ben David, Shenema uni v'roichav ala chamoy. Esav thinks that he's teamed up with Yishmuel. Now he's going to destroy Yaakov Avini. But Yaakov Avini, im lovin gati v'tarik mitzvah shamati, he'd been in Yeshiva Shem Veva for 14 years. So Yaakov Avini sends him a message. And he says, you can't defeat me so quickly. Vayehi li shoya v'chamoya. I have, through my avoida, I have been oisek in Torah, in mitariak mitzvahs, and gemilas chasudim. So therefore, I am safe from everything you are trying to do. As on the Osher of a Rebbe, as with this we understand the Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah and Daf Hei. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mashim Rabbi Noah, my dichsev, what's the pshat in a pusik in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Beis, Ashreichem Zoyrei Al Kol Mayim, Meshalchei Regel Hashoya Vechamoya. Explains the Gemara there, Ashreyim Yisrael, Bizman Sha'oiskim Betoyer Vegemilis Chasudim, then they are Zoycha as Yitzram Musa Beyudam. Carries on the Gemara. What does it mean, Meshalchei Regel Hashoy Vechamoy, Tunidevei Eliyui, Le'oilam Yusum Udam Afsman Divrei Torah, Keshoya Le'oil. A person should immerse himself in Torah like a shoyer who's got the yoke on top of him. He's under this yoke. And like a chamoyer who's carrying a heavy burden. So we should carry the Torah on ourselves. Freik the Osher of Rebbe, why did Chazal take this pusik, Meshalchei shoyer v'chamoyer, and they should see that this is a limit how we should learn Torah? Like a shoy and a chamoya? It's a santa mushel. So zog the Osher Rabbi Rebbe, it's nishba mikra. What Chazal are telling us is that if we want to be meshalchei shoy v'chamoy, we want to send away Esav and Yishmuel, get rid of them, who they are compared to a shoy v'chamoy, so we have to learn Torah, k'shoy la'oya, la'oyel v'k'chamoy le'masui. And with this is Mediyik, the Lushan, that Rashi says that Yaakov was Nitman by Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva. He was Nitman, a most unusual Lushan. Normally you always say a person is Loi Matoira B'Yeshiva. Rashi doesn't use that expression. And the Lushan of Rashi comes from the Gemara. It's the Gemara Masechtas Megillah and Daf Yid Zayin. The Gemara says there that Tanya Ho Yaakov is Eva Mitman Arbe Esrei Shuna. Mitman, we know from Hilcha Shabbos, Hatmuna means to be totally concealed, to be totally covered up. Yaakov Avini was totally immersed in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva. And we find this Yisod in a Medrash, Teitim Medrash, in Mishle Pashachof, Beni in Tikach Emrusi, in Mitzvoisai, Titzpon Imoch. Zug the medrash of this pusik. Oma kodesh baruch hil yisul al ha sinai. Im zachisem la hatspin ele kabul toirusi vila soysa. If you are zoiche la hatspin to conceal yourselves in the Torah, ani matzel eschem mishuloish perunios. I will save you from three punishments. Mechemes goig imugoig. Mechevle shel Mashiach, emedina shel Gehenem. Zaytman from this medrash, the Zel Belushan, it's not good enough just merely to learn Torah, but a person has to conceal himself in Torah. So this is our avoider in these days, that we need not just merely to learn Torah, but we need to sich vertiefen in Torah. In the Sefer told us Aaron, this is from Reb Aaron from Jitome, he was a Talmud Mivik of the Bedit Shevaruv, Schisa Yugin Aleini. He writes in Pashas Vayakel the following words, Shamati ma'adoini hagun achusut hamafisem, mereina rav blev Yitzchak zal, av bezend hilikud kadoisha Bedit Shev. This is what I heard myself from the Bedit Shevaruv. Kesheroyim shemis oire ba'oilam, when we see a melchuma, a war has erupted in the world, we need to say a chilek, make a difference in the Gemara. Why? Because there are already tzerifim about this in the Torah. Therefore, we need to say a chilek and a pilpul and to overturn this. These are the words of the Bedichshuv Eruv. Now, what the Bedichshuv meant to say, I can't really profess to say that I know and I understand. Many years ago, I saw this, the vault from the Bedichshuv Eruv, and I always understood there's something hidden here. The Bedichshuv is telling us something. It's not good enough just merely to learn Torah. We need to do a stage further. We need to be mechalik. We need to say a pilpul. But what does this mean? And why is it not good enough just to learn Torah? Why do we have to say a chilek and a pilpul? Never understood what this meant. Then one day I saw gewaldige Wort in a sefer, Harvei Nochal, famous sefer, Och, a Talmud from the Mizritsha Magid. He wrote also, printed in the side of every Omid and Shulchan Aruch, Levish Yisrod on Shulchan Aruch, from the Groser Gedolim 200 years ago. Er stellt sich and asks a few gewaltige kashas on psikim in Sefer Yoshia. Steht in Sefer Yoshia in Perik Tezvov, when Klal Yisrael came into Etzrul, they went from one place to another, capturing one town and one city and one village, one after the other. Steht dorten that the names of 111 different towns and cities which they captured. And the Psikim mention all the different towns and cities. And then it's written there that they came to a place called Devir. Vayal Misham El Yoshev Devir. They came to the Yoshev, the town of Devir. Vashem Devir Lefunim Kiryas Sefer. This town used to be called, not Devir, used to be called Kiryas Sefer. And there, they couldn't capture it. This place, which used to be called Kiryas Sefer, Klal Yisrael, as hard as they tried, they were unable to capture this city. Vayoyme Kulev, and Kulev said, Asheyake es Kiryas Sefer velokta. Whoever succeeds in capturing this city, v'nosati lo yis achso biti le'isha. I will give him my daughter, her name was Achsa, as a wife, he'll become my son-in-law. Says the Pusik, Vayilkada Osniel ben Kenas. Osniel ben Kenas, he was the one who captured the city, and he married Achsa, the daughter of Kulev. Freik the Arvinachal, on these psikim, a few gewaldige kashas. Kasha number one, the psikim mentioned how the Yidden were able to so easily capture one city after another, 111 different towns and cities. Why, when it came to this one place, suddenly here it didn't go? They couldn't capture this city. Question number one. Question number two, the Pusik tells us that this place, Devir, used to be called Lefunim, it was called Kiryas Sefer. What difference does it make what it used to be called? Do all the other 111 places tell us what these places used to be called? And another question, when did it used to be called that? The Yidden had just walked into Eretz Yisrael then and there. So when did it used to be called, once upon a time, Kiryas Sefer? Question number two. Question number three. The Gemara Masechtas Tamira, and this is quoted by Rashi there in Sefer Yoshia, explains, why was this called Kiryas Sefer? What's the meaning, Kiryas Sefer? Says the Gemara, Kiryas Sefer, Eli Shulosh Meyos Haluchos Shenishtakhi B'mei Evlosh Shul Moshe. This refers to the 300 Haluchos which were forgotten when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, there was such an Avelis in Klal Yisrael that because of the Tzav of his Patira, Klal Yisrael forgot 300 halachas, and nobody could remember them. Nobody could remember them. They'd forgotten 300 halachas. Vechziron Osniel ben Kenas bepilpiloi. It was Osniel ben Kenas. He was the one, through his pilpul, he was able to restore, to work out what these 300 halachas were. Chazal dashen this from these words, Kiryas Sefer. The name of the town used to be Kiryas Sefer. Freik the Avinachal, how on earth does this come into this story here? What connection does this have somehow? And why this place, therefore used to be called Kiryas Sefer? Don't understand the connection. So zukt the Avinachal, a gewaldige pshat. We know a person has Ramach Evurim in Shesa Gidim in his body, Keneged the Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, and the Ramach Mitzvah Loi Saseh. In the Zelba Bechina Zug the Arve Nachal is by Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Mechivan Keneged the Torah. Eretz Yisrael is Mechivan Keneged the Tariag Mitzvah. And when Yid not Dovik in the Torah, and Yid not keeping the Torah properly, then they are able to conquer and capture the whole of Eretz Yisrael without firing a shot, without lifting a hand, like what happened in Yericho. They walked around Yericho, and the gates fell, the walls fell down, and they captured the whole of Yericho without firing a shot. And this is how it went when they walked across Israel, going from town to town, capturing the 111 different towns and cities, until they came to a place called Devir. When they came to a place called Devir, it didn't go. They couldn't capture the city. Try as hard as they could, they were unable. Tells us the Pusik, they came to Devir, V'shem hu Devir lefunim Kiryas Sefer. Zug the Arvenach lefunim, the Pnimis. The Pnimis of this place, Devir, was those 300 halachas which had become forgotten by the Evloi Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So because Klal Yisrael forgot these 300 halachas, and this place, Devir, was mechiven keneged these 300 halachas, they were unable to capture Devir. Because the pnimius of Devir, says Chazal, is these 300 halachas. Said Kulev, the one who will Ashiyake es kiriya sefer velokta. This is the doppeltelushin. The one who will restore these 300 halachas, and through that we will be able to capture the Kiryas Sefer, I will give him my daughter as a wife. And this was Asniel ben Kenas, who came, and she was, and he was the one to restore the 300 halachas, and through that we were able to capture Kiryas Sefer. So what emerges from this vault is as follows, that in order to conquer, we have to have the Pilpila Shel Torah. Was Osniel ben Kenas with the Pilpila Shel Torah? He conquered this town. Torah is magna in matzla. Torah is a shield which protects. This protects us from our enemies. But if we want to conquer fresh land, new land, for that we need Chedisha Torah. When a person is Mafalpel in Torah, and he makes a chilik, that means he makes a seder. This haluch applies in this situation, that haluch applies in that situation. This is a correct svura, this is an incorrect svura. This town is right, that town is wrong. It's like being koivish. You are making a seder. You're showing what's correct, and you're getting rid of what's incorrect. This is a masa of being koivish. Zug de bedit shevaruv. When there's a melchoma, then it's not good enough just merely to learn Torah. We have to fatif ourselves in Torah. We should mean nitman in Torah. What does it mean? Mazal zich fatifen in Torah? Metamoidike klokheit. Zug in a chilek in a pilpel. Not just merely be satisfied to learn vos steht, but to add on episemashihi, to add on a little bit more. And I found this Yisod is written beferish in Tuna Devei Eliyui. In Sefer Shoftim, in Perik Hei, Pusik Ches, as a Pusik in Shiras Devoira, that Devoira sang as follows, Yivcha Eloikim Chadushim Oz Lech Lucham Sheurim Mugein Im Yire Veroimach Ba'arboim Elef B'Yisrael. And the Malbim is mazed with this Pusik as follows, when the Yidin came into Eretz Yisrael, they had in the beginning the Bnei God of Neir even, who were 40,000 soldiers. And they went out to help to conquer Eretz Yisrael. However, afterwards, they were retired. They were no longer needed. So, sang Devorah as follows, Yivchalekim Chadushim. The Rabbeinu Shloilem should select new soldiers. Why? Because Mugain im Yire veroimach ba'arboim elef b'Yisrael. We no longer see the Mugain, the shield, and the roimach, and the sword of those original 40,000. Says the Tuna Develiui on this pusik as follows. Kol mi shemischadish divrei Torah al piv. Whoever is mechadish chedisha Torah, oyim eloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shvilcho ani matzel es Yisruel. Chadushim, in the schis of chedisha Torah, demels is morgain im yira v'roi mech barbo mesum. You don't need, says the Tuna Develiui, we don't need the morgain and the roimach. And you know, this Mugin Aroimach is a gewaltig yesod as follows. In order to win a war, you need to have two different strategies. You need to have defense and offense. When we speak about defense, so Mugin, that's the original, primitive, olden, once upon a time, defense was a Mugin, is a shield. Today, it's a bit more advanced. We call it the Iron Dome. Whatever it should be, but if you want to be safe from your enemy, you need to have a mugain, a shield. But just merely with a shield, a mugain, you can't win a war. You can protect yourself from the enemy, but you're not going to conquer your enemy. If you want to conquer an enemy, you need the offense. This is the roimach, this is the sword. The sword is the offense. So Zogdin's the Torah as follows, Zogdin's the Pusik. As Yivchalekim Chadushim, Zog the Tune Beliyui, this refers to Chedisha Torah. If we have Chedisha Torah, then we don't need not the Mugain, not the defense, and not the Roimach, and not the offense. Because the Chedisha Torah, this will, through that, we will conquer the enemy. We see here from this Tune de Beliyui very clearly that it's not good enough just merely to learn Torah. Learning Torah is magna matzla. This is the mugain. But if we want to conquer the enemy, we need the roimach. This is the chedisha Torah. Yivchalekim chadushim. The boishim is waiting to hear the chedisha Torah. It doesn't have to be the weltsgreste chedishim. But epis sileg and epis amashi, noch epis a klukheit and a sigya, epis a chilek. This Gemara is only speaking on this occasion. That Tois is speaking about that particular situation. Epis sileg and epis amashi, a kleine chiddish. And then with that, we'll be zoicha to the mugain and to the roimach. And then we'll be zoicha mitz Hashem to see bebinyan beis hamigdish, b'mheirav yomeini, omein.